Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dianca. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Stella. I'm calling from First Convenience Bank in our disputes department. We have a mutual customer that's claiming they were overcharged, but I wanted to confirm if this was the correct amount.
Sure, I'll be happy to assist. May I start by getting the customer zip code?
Yes, 77064.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the first and last name?
Jocelyn Turner.
Turner. Okay, give me one moment.
Sure.
That zip code isn't pulling up anything. Let me try the name.
Okay.
And can you spell the first name for me?
Yes. And you know what? I apologize. I think it's Joycelyn. J-O-Y-C-E-L-Y-N.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I am not finding anything for that customer. Give me one second.
Let me see if it's possibly a joint account. No, it's just her. Would card information possibly locate anything?
Yes, I can try with the first six and the last four of the card.
Okay. First six, if you're ready, are 517279.
Okay. And the last four?
5393.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Oh, for some reason, it's under Jocelyn Timer.
Timer.
Well, maybe I was spelling it wrong. It's T-I-R-N-E-R. So I guess it was entered in wrong. Give me one moment.
Yeah.
And can you just verify the shipping address so I can make sure this is the correct account?
Yes, ma'am. We have 7250 West Greens Road, apartment 1308 in Houston, Texas.
Yep, that's it. Give me one moment.
Awesome. Okay.
All right, so what I do see here is it looks like Ms. Turner did a survey and she won an entry to win a mixer. So along with that mixer, it tells them in the terms and conditions that it comes with a monthly subscription for our Bites Hub app. So if they don't, if they take advantage of the survey, then they also are in a monthly subscription for the Bites Hub app. Let me see here. And it is still active at this time, and that is why she was charged that charge.
Gotcha. Okay. And you said it was for a Bite Hub app. Is that like a nutritional app?
Correct. It gives you different recipes. So they send that email with the link to the app to their phone where they can download it. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she did this. Now, is she saying that she didn't understand the terms and conditions or she didn't see it? Is that what's happening?
That's what she's claiming, yes. She was under the assumption that it would only be around $2.
Ah, okay. So definitely it sounds like she didn't see or understand the terms. What I can do as a customer courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I can go ahead and issue her a 50% refund on the charge and cancel out the account if she doesn't want to use the app.
Okay, I appreciate it. I can't accept partial refunds on behalf of the customer, but would you be able to cancel the account and I can let her know that she can call y'all back if she chooses to accept that?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and one more thing. I'm going ahead and get it canceled. So was she disputing the charge?
She was disputing the difference. So she was saying she agreed to $2, but not the $59.89.
Okay, so what I will do as a one-time courtesy, since you can't accept a partial on her behalf, I will just go ahead and issue a full refund and get it completely canceled.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. And let me know when you're ready, and I'll go ahead and give you the cancellation number as well.
I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-726-047.
047. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are so very welcome, and thank you for reaching out to customer support. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.